Gemara in Daf Dalet discusses the case of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are back to back. The Gemara tells us that according to the view of Rav, that no da bezeh is the surah bezeh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no da bezeh is muteres bezeh. So the Gemara comments that perhaps one should assume that the machlokes is with a Shabbos and Yom Tov for kedushachas, and whether in fact it is shtei kedushos. And the reason that Rav assumes no da bezeh is a surah bezeh is a result of kedusha achas. He mentioned earlier shiurim. The Miri comments on his daf that this shita of Rav, that no da bezeh surah bezeh because of kedushachas, would only be drabanon, because midaraisa certainly Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered to be shtei kedushos. But that apparently is not the case according to Rashi that we discussed at length in the Sugya Sofim that Menvav Madeis regarding Erev Tov Shilin. Because after all, when the Gemara discusses the issue that why midaraisa, one is allowed to do malacha or hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Rav Chisda says it is a function of kedusha achas, and therefore that is not a din drabanon, that's a din daraisa, a kula daraisa. And the Ramban points out in the Mochanos, not Sugin, that the involvement day is that one should again take that Rashi very literally, that is the issue of Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushos. That is the comment of the Mochanos that therefore we will reject Rav Chisda Halacha, because we assume that Shabbos and Yom Tov are in fact Shtei Kedushos. What we see for our purpose is that the issue of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos is in fact, number one, a Din D'Oraisa, the possibility one could apply this Lekula as well as L'chumrah. Our Gemara, of course, note that it's a surah b'zeh, is the chumrah assuming that Shabbos Yom Tov is kedusha achas. The Gemara tells us that not necessarily. One could argue that even according to Rav, that Shabbos Yom Tov are considered to be shtei kedushos. However, the reason Rav assumes that note b'zeh is a surah b'zeh is because of what we learned earlier, the issue of hachana d'rabba. So therefore, two possibilities. Why, in fact, note b'zeh surah b'zeh kedusha achas or shtei kedushos? But rather as a result of hachana. Tosus is bothered by the following question, Ramaskal Ella, didn't the Gemara say in Daf Beis Madeis that Kol Beitza de Misyaldna Ha'idna may esmo gomrala? See, even though this hen laid the egg today, good, it was released today, but certainly in terms of hachana, that was completed already Nivod Yom yesterday. So therefore, why should one assume that no da bezeh asura bezeh at all? It's as though that it is usher today, and the possibility mishum hachana that should extend to tomorrow. Why not assume that all of the hachana occurred mibod yom me esmo, and therefore if the beitza was no da biyom rishon, everything was already min hamulchan hanchom. So Tosus writes the following chiddush that no, that even though it is true that mi esmo gomrla, that the beitza was already formed mi bol yom, Tosus writes in the first parak the following chiddush, that gam b'shas leida shayich hachana, that even the act of leida itself is considered to be hachana. Shul kol beitza d'misyad ha'id mi esmo gomrla, the beitza was formed mi bol yom, but is only laid today on yantif, and therefore this then is our issue of hachana d'rabba. That's the comment of Tosus. So this Tosus is the shitase of what we discussed in the earlier shiurim. The Gemara raised in the days and the days the following kasha. If you will tell me the four possibilities that the Gemara raised in terms of understanding our Mishnah, that why is it that a Beis Shinoda is Asura? So the Gemara suggests that maybe we're talking about a case of Shabbos Yom Tov, which are back to back, and it is Asur Mishum Hachanos. So the Gemara says, if that is true, Shabbos ba'alma tishtari, if that is true on a typical Shabbos and a typical Yom Tov, therefore it should in fact be mutter. How can the Gemara say Shabbos ba'alma tishtari according to this Tosus? Tosus just got through saying the following. See, if we understand me esmo gomrala, all of the hachana is completed already nibo yom, you understand the Gemara of days very well. And that is that true, the egg was laid today, but the hachana was nibo yom, it was muchan b'chol. If you're dealing with a Shabbos Yom Tov back-to-back, that's a problem. But if you're dealing with a case where it's a regular Shabbos, a regular Yom Tov, in such a case, exactly the Gemara's kasha, Shabbos pi'amar Yom Tov amat ishtari. But if you assume that the leida itself is considered to be an act of hachana, the Tosus says is clear from the sugya and Abdalid, so therefore if hachana is in fact necessary, and laid is considered to be part of the hachana, so when the hen lays an egg on Shabbos, of course that beitza is asura. What was the kasha of the Gemara to tell us that Shabbos ba'alma yantif ba'alma tishtari? Now, the answer Tosus l'shitase is the following. Rabba never required hachana. That's exactly the machlokas, Rashi and Tosus. If in fact Rabba's chiddush of hachana de Rabba is hachana is absolutely vital, because otherwise it would be muktzah. And muktzah means that the cheset has to mukhan mi bodyon, so in such a case, that would be a problem. But Tosus the Shita, that cannot be. Tosus maintains that muktzah is only a din derabanan. And a hachana derava, that is a din deraisa. So in such a case, Tosus says, you cannot equate muktzah and hachana. The chiddush of Rabbah is not that hachana is necessary. Hachana is not necessary. Muktzah is only drabanan. But just as one cannot do malacha from a yantif to a Shabbos or a Shabbos to yantif, you cannot have a hachana, even taking advantage, reliance on hachana, which was bidei shamayim. That is considered to be asura. That's exactly then the chiddush of the Tosus. That's why Tosus assumes it's true that the lathe itself is an act of hachana. Well, if that's true, if the lathe occurs on Shabbos, how can that Beit Midaraisa be used on Shabbos? The answer is because there's no requirement of Hachana Midaraisa, because Muktzah is only a Din Drabanan. What is Hachana Drabah? That's if something is Huchan Shelo Kedin. Huchan Shelo Kedin requires the Shabbos Yantif that are back-to-back. Ain Shabbos Michin Yantif. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. This cannot be according to Rashi. No? Rashi, who assumed that Hachana de Rabba is because of Yesh Muktzah. And Muktzah Achil is a din daraisa. The Torah insists on Hachana. And therefore, if something is Shalom min Hamuchan, it is absolutely forbidden midaraisa. So in such a case, could Rashi possibly envision this parrot to Tosus? Where Tosus says that the Leda is considered to be Hachana? Certainly not. If the Leda was Hachana, that means that the Nashmashas of the Tila Sayama was not min Hamuchan. According to Rashi, that's Muktzah, and Muktzah Achil is Nisar daraisa. Rashi must interpret when the Gemara tells us Kol Beis Nisyad Na'idna Me Esmo Gamrla, it means the Hachana comes to an end Mivod Yom, and the Leda is nothing. Now, when the Behemoth is simply the oath releases this egg, it is zero. It is not considered to be an act of Hachana at all. So this comment to Tosus and Daf Dalet, you don't always realize, in the Sugyas, this is exactly the Shitasei of the Tosus and Erev and Daf Lamech. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. And Rashi cannot assume as this first teretz of Tosus. Now this machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, is going to be critically relevant for our issue of Migudis Katzai. The Tosus and Daf Dalet and Malav, Damascus Neima, is bothered by the following. The Gemara had two possibilities of Rav Shita. Of Noda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. One is Kudushakas, the other is Hachana Duraba. So Rav must agree either with the first position or the second position. Tosu says that why? Why do you assume that that's true? Maybe I could argue that really Shtei Kudushas. And maybe one is not necessarily forced to assume that Rav subscribes to the view of Hachana Duraba, but you know why it is also? Very simply because of Migdis Katsai. When you have 2 days that are back-to-back, a Shabbos and Yantif, certainly the Beis Shanova is Asura on day one. Of course that's true. No? Once it's Asura on day one, that includes Dan HaShmashos. And now that we know Migudis Katzai, so therefore that which is Asura and Dan HaShmashos now is Asura Kuli Yoma. So therefore let Dan HaShmashos serve as a bridge. And therefore, Noda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, even if it's Shtei Kedushos, even if one would deny the Chiddush of Hachana Deramba. What is wrong with the case of Migo Diskatzai? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush, that one cannot assume Migo Diskatzai in such a case, one does not assume Mukta Machmas Yom Sha'avar. How can that be? How can one assume Mukta Machmas Yom Sha'avar? Something should be mukta today because it was mukta yesterday, and ben hashmashos will serve as the bridge because migasay ben hashmashos is katsai makuliyoma. Is this a devar poshut of mukta machmas yom shavar? So Tosus already points out elsewhere in Sukkah and Daf Yud on the days that this is a fundamental machlokas rishonim. There the Tosus in Sukkah Devar Maschal Ad points out that Rashi Shita is that one does in fact assume mukta machmas yom shavar. Where is this Rashi? This is the sugya elsewhere in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Amadeus. There the Gemara quotes the Shita of Levi that an Esrog afilu b'shmini asur. You cannot utilize the Esrog for the first days of Sukkot, obviously, but even on Shmini Atzeres, where there's no mitzvah snetila at all, nonetheless the Esrog remains asur. Why is that true? I understand why this is true when it comes to a Sukkah. Because a sukkah can be utilized between the ben hashmashos of day 7 and day 8, and in such a case, then you can assume midis katzai. But when it comes to a case of Dalet Minim, why should that be true? Dalet Minim only applies on day 7, and in such a case there is no mitzvah netilan shmini aseres. How can Levi assume that Esrog afilu b'shmini aser? How can that be? So Rashi writes in Sukkah daf Memvav Madeis, there masmo Esrog mishum yom sha'avar. It was aser on day 7. Day 7 includes Eden Hashmashos. And therefore, Migasod and Hashmashos is Kasod the Kuliyom, and therefore, an Esrog is aser even b'shmini. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Tosus be'elishitosem daf Memvav Madeis in Sukkah, there masmo Esrog, disagrees and argues, as our Tosus says, you cannot assume Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar. So Tosus will have to understand Levi's sheet in a very different way. Tosus says that Levi was Gozer Esrog Atu Sukkah. Very simply, this is not Me'ikar Hadin. Esrog in isolation cannot be Esrog on day 8. How can that be? There's no Mitzvah Netila, and you never assume Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar. However, when it comes to Sukkah, that's not the case. The sukkah, even aside from the suffix of Shmini Atzeres, without that, one would be obligated. Let's assume you were to pose a shayla. It is now ben hashmashos of Hashanah or Rabbah between Shmini Atzeres. Are you obligated to sit in the sukkah? You'll be told, of course. It's sveika d'arayis for the chumrah. You have to sit in the sukkah right now. Since the mitzvah must be fulfilled during ben hashmashos, therefore sukkah remains muktan day 8 as well. So the chiddush of Tosfos is the following. Since when it comes to sukkah that is the case, so who had the nami? Levi was to simply go there, Esther, but the sukkah. That is the shitase of Artosis, that you do not assume Muktamach Masyom Shavar. When it comes to Dalavim, that would not be the case. Let's assume it's Benash Mashos. Between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, and the person says, I wasn't yet known to Lulav and Esther. What would you be told in those conditions? Natilan, Hoshana Rabbah is a din, the Rabbanam, Suffolk is the Kula. You're not going to be known to right here and now. The possibility that it's Muktanah is only Mach Masyom Shavar, that you do not assume. That's the Kiddush of Tosfos. I don't know if one has to assume it's the Torah's Vaday. I mean, you certainly assume that since indeed there would be a suffix, which is Daraisa, and that would insist that you do so, so in such a case that's enough to assume the halacha of Amigadis Katsoi. So also says Migadis Katsoi would mean Muktamach Mishyam Shavar as follows. That if you have something that would not exist at all in the overlapping window, now let's assume you have two circles that overlap, right? And one is day 7 and one is day 8. If the mitzvah would not occur at all in the overlapping time, for that you have to come on to Muktus Magmach Masyam Sha'avar. The overlap alone creates this around the coming day. That also says one cannot do. But if the mitzvah would apply at that point in time, so therefore that's enough at least to assume a Migadis Katsai. So Tosus does agree that there's a level of a Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar, but that's only Kol Zman, that the mitzvah is Noheges, but also Hazman during Benash Mashas itself. Why do you have to assume there's Tumi Da'isr for Hazvada? I don't think there's Mukhach in the Tosus itself. So again, the Tosus says you can't assume Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar as an argument, but Rashi disagrees. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva Natsugi and Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Mudeis also disagrees and assumes that yes, you can have a Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar. The Ritva is against the Sheet of Tosus. And the Rashban Erevin and Daf Mem also says this the name of the Ravid. Many Rishonim assume the possibility of having a Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar. So how do you understand that Machlokas Rishonim? At first glance, isn't Tosus absolutely correct? How can you have a Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar? After all, then Hashmashas is Safek Yom Safek Laila. And the simple understanding we alluded to last week is that it is either day or it is night. Right, ben Hashmashos is what we call a man-made suffix. The Gemara uses a phrase, according to Rabbi Yossi, that ben Hashmashos is keherifying, instantaneously almost. Day turns into night. Right, Posh of Shah, according to Rov Rishonim, that's not the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is when that herifying occurs. But everyone agrees in Lumdus that ben Hashmashos is keherifying. Everybody agrees that that's true. We just don't know when that harifying is, and we therefore have a range. Rabbi Yosef had a later range. We have a broad range. Somehow, after Shkia, before Tzeis, that's when that instant, in fact, occurs, and they will go ahead and shift to night, literally, harifying. Well, if that's the case, isn't Tosfos absolutely true? How can you argue Muktamach Masyam Sha'avar? The whole reason that we should assume that this Chafetz is Mukta during Ben Hashmashos is only because we treat it as the previous day. And the whole svara of Migdis Katsai is we treat that period of the Tchila Sayom. The Hadinei Muktza are Nikva the Tchila Sayom. How can you simultaneously argue that this period is the conclusion of the prior day, and at the very same instant it is considered to be the beginning of the coming day? It is either or, it is not both, and therefore, how can you argue that a mukta machmas yom shavar should apply? If this is the case, maybe one can argue that that's not true. We saw that Ritzva and Yuman daf and Zayin were days, that the Ritzva writes that no, that Ben Hashmashas has the status of Safek, which is Nidon Kiyom Valayla. Ben Hashmashos is not either day or night. The question is simply where is the cutoff point. But Ben Hashmashos is a transitional state of both day and night, and therefore has characteristics of Yom Valayla. Maybe one could argue as follows within the Ritzva, perhaps it's a beautiful Lishitase, that the Ritzva that assumes that Ben Hashmashos in its entirety is considered to be a din safek. In such a case, you understand that you can have yom halayla. You could have a muktzeh machmas yom shavar. It has characteristics of both. And therefore, you can't argue Tosus a simple point of the manashach. Good? What other possibility is there? After all, as you mentioned, to argue that all these Rishonim assume that Ben Hashmashos is dino kisafek, not as a chisarn yediyah, but the cheft is considered to be safek, is not so simple. He pointed out that Poshav Shat and Rashi, and many different Rashis, Rashi does not agree with that. Rashi seems to assume that Ben Hashmashos is, right, the safek of when it is the day turns into night, but yet Rashi assumes one can have a case of a muktza machmas yom shav. So the first, the following issue. Are there any rayas to assume Tosus Hashit? Tosus says you don't assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar. So intuitively, that, we understand, the Imanav Shach, it is either one or the other, it is not both. Are there any rayas to assume that one cannot argue Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar? So the Tosus in Sukkah and Daf Yudim Abayz, right, has three fascinating rayas to show you that one cannot assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar. The first raya that Tosus brings is a sugya in Erevin and Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara in Erevin discusses a Mishnah in Tevul Yom in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah in Tevul Yom tells us the following issue. Let's assume, for example, you have that Lugin Tevul Yom. Let's assume, for example, you have a Kli, which is Kli 8, that's the case, the Mishnah, that was Tameh. One was Tovolos Kalim in the Mikvah, but you're still awaiting Erev Shemesh. So these Kalim have the status of Tevul Yom. Good? The problem again is the following. The Kli that has such a status, Tevul Yom, so therefore it will be posel Truma. If it contains Truma, then the Truma will become Asur, but it will not affect Meiser. Good? That's what the Mishnah tells us. Now, what happens in the following difficult case? Let's assume it is Erev Shabbos. And you have this Kli, which has the status of Tevul Yom, and in it is Meiser. That's the case of the Mishnah. Now, the Levi is very interested, of course, in being mafrish Shrumas Meiser. That's the intent of the Levi. He wants to be mesekin the Kri. That requires the hafrasha of Shrumas Meiser. The difficulty, again, is the following. If you will perform a hafrasha right here and now, so in such a case, the Shrumas Meiser will become Tamei as a result of its contact with that Kri that has the status of Tzuyom. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us the following. The Levi should simply say, Hare ze trumas meiser likishetetshach. Right? When it becomes night, that's when the trumas meiser should kick in. When it's night, already you met the requirement then of Erev Shemesh. And therefore, everything is fine. The only reason there is a residual tomb is because it is not yet Laila. So therefore, very simply, go ahead and state that when nights will arrive, therefore that's when the Hafrasha will be Chal, and therefore Dvarav Kayamim. However, the second Erev Daf Lamed Vav. Let's assume, for example, he wants to use this for the purpose of the foodstuff for an Erev. No, for an Erev Chaseros, for an Erev Kumim. Now you have a difficulty. Now, if he is going to say that this will become Trumas Meiser Likishetetshach, and then he will add the Erev Oli Bazeh, and let this be used for the purpose of Erev, that's difficult. No, then Lo Amar Klum. Because after all, this is the Chiddush of Ravid. Erev in Zos Omeres, Sof Hayom Kona Erev. Now, in order for you have your Makom Shvisa for Erev, Chumim, or for an Erev Chatzeros, in order to have the requirement of the Ocha, which is used for that, for Shtufei Mavos, that must be Chal, already Mi Bod Yom, Sof Hayom Kona Erev. sells Hayomet is still considered to be Tevel. And Tevel cannot be used as the food type for Erevin. That's the Sigin Erevin and Dav Lamed. Good. So therefore, Rabbi says, Zosa Meres, you see, Sof Hayom Kona Erev. That's it. What does that have to do with our Sugya? So Tosus just has the following Ha'ara. And what if you would assume that Tchilas Hayom would be Kona? What if you were to assume that for the purpose of Erevin, not Sof Hayom, but Tchilas Hayom, then everything is fine. The only reason this is a problem is because since Sof Hayom, at that point it was considered to be Tevel. But if the halacha would allow for the Erev to be created, the Tchilas Hayom, in such a case that would not be a problem. You would have Erev Shemesh, you would have Hafrashis no longer Tevel, and therefore there is no difficulty. So Tosus is right. If you assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, that should not be. That's Tosus' Raya. If you assume a Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, even if you assume that the Tchilas Hayom is in fact Kona, but since the Sof Hayom, this was already Ne'ezar, so therefore one should assume a Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar. Elamai, you don't assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, and that's exactly Tosus' Raya, and that's in Erev and Daf Lamed. That's Tosus' complicated Raya. Good? Not a simple Raya at all. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, in Daf Mem Gimel, that Tevel is Muchan Ho Eitzel Shabbos. Is Tevel considered to be that which is subject to Mukta? That you should assume a halacha migris katzai. The Gemara is absolutely not. Why? Because Shim Avra V'tikna Mesukan. If something is not Rayu at all, the Chetza cannot be used on Shabbos Nyantif. That I understand is Mukta. What about Tevel? The Gemara Shabbos writes the following Chiddush. You're not allowed to do a hafrasha. We discussed that earlier. Tikkun Mana, maybe an Isser of Nekel Komenka, the Rambam Shita. But nonetheless, if a person would be misakin a Tevel, in fact, could be utilized. Rashi points out later in the Eitzim, Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez, that as long as you're not dealing with an Isser Daraisa, you're just dealing with an Isser Drabanan, therefore that is not considered to be a Mukta Machmas Isser. We'll have to discuss that Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez. That's a Pella, that's a difficulty with Tosas Shita. Tosus says a raya that it should be muktan, you should assume migris katsai. The Gemara says Tevel is muhan who eats al Shabbos. Shim avra v'tikna, then it is considered to be misukan. So you can take a look at Arach Laner. Arach Laner explains why Tosus thought that that was considered to be a raya. It is true that normally speaking Tevel is muhan who eats al Shabbos. Because Rashi writes the Isra HaFrosh is only drabanan, midaraisa, so one is allowed to be mafresh. If you're allowed to be mafresh, therefore it's not considered to be at mukta. But maybe in this case you're not allowed to be mafresh. Because here, if in fact one would be mafresh at this particular time, then the truma could be affected. The truma would become tameh. Maybe that's a separate Isra of an arayt of Mishmeres Kamosai, and therefore it is considered to be outside. But that raya of Tosus is not a simple raya at all to prove mukta machmas yom sha'ova. Tosus then in Sukkah, Daf Yirma Beis brings another raya. This is a little bit closer to home, and that's the case of Shneim Tom Shagolios. Tosus says, Argamar, Shabbos Nyantif, that's an issue. What about Shneim Tom Shagolios? They're certainly Shtei Kedushos, and Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. So Tosus says, if you hold Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, how can you say Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh? Good, in principle that's true because of Shtei Kedushos. But whatever is Usher on day one, is Usher day Menashmashos becomes Usher on day two. So how can the Gemara say, no da bezeh muteres bezeh? What about Migdis Katzai? The answer is you never say Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar. So how can Rashi, the Ritzvah, the Ravid suggest the possibility of Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar? That should mean no da bezeh, Zasura bezeh, even when it comes to Shem Tavim Shavarios. That's Tosus Kasha. That Kasha Tosus is also very, very difficult. The Ritzvah there in Sukkah, that Menvav Mabeis, writes, even our Shita, where the possibility of Mukta Machmas Yom Sha'avah, that certainly does not apply if you have a Sveika Dioma. Of course not. When it comes to a Sveika Dioma, one of those days is absolutely whole. No one would argue in Sveika Dioma Mukta Machmas Yom Sha'avah. When it comes to the case of in Esrog. So in such a case, that Esrog is Vadai Asa during day 7. It's Vadai Asa on day 7. Day 7 is Hashanah Rabbah, there's a Mitzvah Snatima. Something which is absolutely Asa on day 7, so in such a case, then you could envision, if day 7 includes Ben Hashmashos, do you assume Igris Katzai? But if something is only Asa Misafek on day 1, So everyone agrees you can't say Midas Katsoi when it comes to Sveika Dioma. You have to start with an Isser. An Isser exists on day one, and then maybe because of the suffix of an Ashmoshes, you can flip to day two. The Ritzvah writes that when it comes to Sveika Dioma, how is it possible to assume Midas Katsoi? No one would argue that that's true. That's the Ritzvah Zara. This also is talking about it. That in Sveika Dioma, one should argue that that, in fact, is the case. Our Gemara doesn't suggest about Sveika Dioma. Our Gemara discusses it when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov that are back-to-back. There you have two Kedushas Ketoras Vadai. That's our issue. Can you apply the Prince of Midas Katsoi? When the whole Kedush is Misafek, so there Mamish you have your Manav Shach, no? So therefore you certainly cannot assume Midas Katsoi when it comes to Sveika Dioma. If you look, for example, in Rashi, later in Beis on the Chav Dal Beis, Rashi even says a very, very great Kiddush. The case of the Gemara of Nachri Shehevi Dar on the Yisrael B'Yantif. A guy goes there and shows up, and he gives you something on Yantif. And I'm concerned that, you know what, that Yesh Ba'osamin B'Mechubar. He brought me fruit. You know, maybe that fruit was just picked on Yantif. And therefore, if that fruit was picked on Yantif, therefore, the Gemara tells us that that's Aser. One cannot go ahead and use that on day one. And furthermore, Ula Erev Nami Aser Dichbei, Sheyasu. That's the second Beitza Chavdalah of Dichnei Sheyasu. That it remains also then, right, into the coming day, building in that time, right, where the Malacha could have been performed. Bizman Heter. So Rashi raises a very fundamental issue. If something is Aser on day one, and now the Gemara says you have to wait Dichnei Sheyasu, when does the clock start ticking? Dichnei Sheyasu into day two? Or Bichdei Shiasu on Motsoi Yantu Sheni, no? When does Bichdei Shiasu apply? That's the fundamental of my focus. Rashi tells us. Rashi writes the following great Yiddish. That Bichdei Shiasu is only in between day one and day two. That's all you need, no? Let's assume, for example, it would take a half hour to secure this object. So therefore, right, you'll wait the half hour into Yantu Sheni, and that is considered to be already Bichdei Shiasu. That's Rashi Shita. Why exactly is that true? Because Rashi writes in Malasha. You're not being nehna from Aleches Akum, because if today is Yantif, what the guy did was not Cholchel Yantif at all. And if tomorrow then is Yantif, right? Fine. If today was Yantif, you'll wait Bichdei Sheyasu, and therefore you're covered. No? Rashi Shita is a very great Chiddush. Bichdei Sheyasu is in between Yantif Ishan and Yantif Sheni. No? That's Rashi Shita. No, that itself is a very great Chiddush. Maybe one could argue, very practically speaking, Bichdei Sheyasu means you have to build in the time that you could have done this yourself without reliance on Amir Lenachri. I can do it myself. I can't begin doing it until I make Avdala and Motsei Yantif Sheni Shadalios. As Tosa Sushita, Rashi disagrees. It's a very great Chiddush. You can play one day of Yantif against next in terms of the shear of Bichdei Sheyasu. That itself is a fascinating Chiddush. No? And what about Mokta Machmas Yom Shavar? No? Doesn't Rashi say Mokta Machmas Yom Shavar? It's obviously Mokta on day one. It's even Asu Bichdei Sheyasu. I have to wait, let's say, an hour into Yantif Sheni. Well, if you have to wait an hour into Yantif Sheni, that includes well and beyond Ben Hashmashos. Don't you see Mikos Ben Hashmashos Kusav Kuliyoma? What's the answer? Not when it comes to Sveika Dioma. If you're playing one day of Yantif against the next, no one is going to assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar. It's only true when there's the Kedusha, which is the Torah's Vadai, that you can apply the principle of Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, no? If that's so clear, so what was Tosus's raya? Tosus wanted to bring a raya that you cannot assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar from Shem Tam Shagolios. The answer is obvious, no? The answer is, there's no Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar when it comes to Sveika Dioma. So what is that Tosus and Sukkah and Daf Yud? So how do you understand that raya? You really are going to assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar when it comes to Sveika Dioma? And there, you're not going to say Manav Shach. Of course you're saying Manav Shach. Now, if you can be Masneh, and you can be Mafrish, so obviously, be Manav Shach, you have a right to play one day of Yantiv against the next. You know then, Poshut Shach, perhaps in Tosus? Perhaps Tosus is assuming, as the Rav Poshut, that this also is a great Kiddush, like the Rambam Shittin, now that we just discussed, the Rambam Shittin last year. And that is, Bizman Hazeh, Zvadai. Now, that's the Kiddush of Tosus. Now, to say that Tosus assumes Midas Katsoi and Sveika Dioma, the ritual rites is impossible. What's the answer? Perhaps the answer is that Kiddush, Bizman Hazeh, No, we have a Sveika Diyama. We don't assume there's a Sveika Diyama. The first day of Yantif is Vade Daraisa. The second day of Yantif is Vade because of the Negev HaSing of the Adenu. That's the Chiddush HaTosus. So why not assume the Zman HaZeh, Pashu Pshat, Imot Tzemach Meis Yom Shomer? Not Medina de Gemara. There, the answer is too obvious. That when it comes to Sveika Diyama, one would not apply that particular principle. In other words, like we saw the Rambam sheet, you know? The Rambam maintained the Ruchayim that we discussed, that the Zman HaZeh, you cannot be Mashmeh, but still the Zman HaZeh, no Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. How can no Bezeh Muteres Bezeh? What about Mikadis Katzai? That's a good question, no? You have your Kedusha, which is the Torah Zvavdai, Vaharai, you cannot be Mashmeh, the Zman HaZeh, the Raman Paraglav, but yet no Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. Well, if you can't be Mashmeh, the Kedusha is the Torah Zvavdai, so what about the principle of Migris Katzai? That's also Suskiddish. Even the Kedusha of the Taraz Vaday, you don't assume a Moktsamat Masyom Shava. Good? That's also the second raya. Also the third raya. Sukkot Avirim Abayz, Mamish Asugyan. Tosu says the raya is from me. So that's Aleph. The Gemara says Shabbos and Yantif, that are back to back. Rav says, no, the Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. The Gemara only has two possibilities. Rav either has to assume Kedushatas, or Rav has to assume Hakana Darabah. Why can't you simply assume, no, Rav denies all of this, but Migris Katzai, Venesh Mashas, is Katzai, Bakul Yoma. That's Tosus' third Raya. Elamai, even in our case, you don't assume Migris Katzai. In our case, Nidaraisa. Clearly, it's Betorah Zvadai. One day is Shabbos, one day is Yantif, and therefore, you should assume Migris Katzai if you are allowed to do so, you're not Mesiam Shava. But that's not the case, Tosus writes, and that's why Gemara only has two possibilities, either Kedushatas or the case of Hachana Dralas. So what do you do with our kasha? Of all the kashas, the Tosus, right? The Ar Sugya, right, is the most compelling, the most compelling. How can you argue Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar? So the Ritzva, who maintains Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar, is going to have to address this issue. So if you look at the Ritzva in Sukkah, Daf Memvav Mabez, and the Ramasso Amrabi Yochanan, the Ritzva writes this. The Ritzva writes the following. When it comes to Shem Kol Mishal Golios, well, obviously you don't assume Migris Katzai, because that's only Mishum Safek, and one day it's absolute Chol. When it comes to Seika Diyam, you don't assume that's true. The only time you can assume Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar is like Esrog, where the Esrog is forbidden B'Torah Vaday on day 7. Nothing to do with Seika Diyam. The Yom HaShvi, the Esrog is certainly Aser, and therefore you can assume it's Aser B'Shmini as well. And where's the other raya that you assume Muktzamach as Yom Shava? So you look at the Ritz, it's unbelievable. Vaharaya, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Har Gemara, no the Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. This is a raya. Of course you assume Muktzamach as Yom Shava. That's Har Gemara. Muktzamach as Yom Shava. That's very great. If the Gemara would say this, that would be beautiful. But Tosus's kash is, this is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara struggles. Why does Rav assume no Bezeh, the Surah Bezeh? And the Gemara says Kedusha. Either you have to assume Rav holds Kedushatas, or you have to assume Hakana Deraba. Why doesn't the Gemara just simply assume that it's also because of Migdis Katzai? This is the Ritva Zeraya that Migdis Katzai applies even in the case of Mukhtas Mais Yom Shava. That's why when it comes to Shabbos Yom Tov, this in fact is considered to be also. Apparently, according to this, you have to assume the following great Kiddush. And that is that, yeah, that's exactly what our Gemara says. Where does our Gemara say this? You know what our Gemara means to say? The following. The ability of assuming a Mukta Machmas Yom Shavar is dependent on Hakana Darabah. If you would not agree to Hakana Darabah, you could not say this. But if you assume Hakana Darabah, then Mukta Machmas Yom Shava. That's exactly what the Gemara says. No, Rav doesn't hold Kedushatas. Rav will stay Kedushas. Like we assume Halacha, Shabbos will stay Kedushas. Why does Rav say it's also because of Hakana Darabha? So the Ritva assumes that Hakana Darabha allows for Migdis Katzai. If you would not hold of Hakana Darabha, you could not envision that this is true. Yeah, but why is that the case? What's the link between Migdis Katzai in the case of Hakana Darabha? Why should you assume that that's the case? All right, so the Tosus and Dov Dalet was bothered by the following. The Tosus Nadra Masra Ella. The Gemara says that no Dov Zez Asura Bezeh because of Hakana Darabha. The Tosus is bothered. why is there any problem of hachana? Kol beitzah d'mishav edna me'esel gamrla. Good. So Tosus has the first teretz, right? And that is, you know what, leida also is considered to be an act of hachana. Good. Leida is considered to be an act of hachana as well. Well, why does the Gemara say that Shabbos Vama Tishkari? No, we just got through saying that, no, according to Tosus, there's nothing wrong. Shabbos is Mechil Atzma. Yom Tif is Mechil Atzma. The Isra of Hachana Derab is Hachana Shlo Kedin. Shabbos cannot be Mechil in the Yom Tif. But there is no Halacha Daraisa of Ein Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. That was the Afiki Yam. Right, we're saying that Machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, about whether Muktza and Hachana Derab is one Halacha or two Halachas. That's the first Teretz of Tosus. Now the second Teretz of Tosus, which we pointed out, Rashi can't agree to the first Teretz of Tosus, because Rashi assumes that Hachan is Muktza, so you cannot argue that you can have a Hachana during Shabbos. It must be Mukhan, Nivod Yom. So Tosus has a second Teretz of Yisra, and Afdalam and Aleph, for Tosus writes the following, that look, that if, for example, Noda B'yantif, if that Beitza would be born, for example, in day two, so certainly that will be considered to be Aser. Right, this hen goes in and lays an egg on day two, which is yantif. Of course it's aser. Because beitza shenolda b'yantif mi esmo gamrla, that means mi esmo was Shabbos, so therefore, ain Shabbos, michin yantif. Good? And therefore it's considered to be aser. So if this beitza would be born on day two, then obviously everyone agrees that it is aser. So Tosos adds the following line, a little bit unclear. So therefore, if it would be mutter, when the beitza is nolda on day one, on Shabbos, there'll be a violation of Ein Shabbos, Michin of Yantif. If the egg would have been born on day two, it's Aser. The only reason it's Mutter is because this egg is laid on day one, Shabbos. In such a case, Tosus says, of course, that's considered to be Aser. That's what Tosus writes. Again, Yatzma Gomrala. So therefore, why shouldn't it be Mutter? The answer is the following. If the egg laid today on day two is Aser, and it's only Mutter because it was laid on Shabbos, that is called Shabbos, Michin of Yantif, and that is considered to be Aser. What exactly does Tosus mean, right, in that teretz? No, that second teretz. The first teretz of Tosus is clear. Leid is considered to be part of the act of Hachana. But that, again, presupposes the whole structure of Rashi and Tosus. Rashi can't agree with that. So then Tosus' second teretz. What exactly does that mean? Okay. So as we discussed, when it comes to Hachana Derabba, Tosus assumes that this is not the same as Muktza at all. Right? There is no need for Hachana. But Shabbos cannot be Mechin Liyantif. Why? Because that would consider it to be an act of Hachana Shalo Kedin, or even reliance on Hachana B'nei Shamayim, and therefore that is considered to be Aser. So therefore, Shabbos, of course, is Mechin La'atzma, and that is Tosus L'shita. That's the Tosus. One more L'shita say. Before we go further, that Beis Mabeis. No? Hachana D'Rab, but what's Tosus' Kasha? How does Erev Tavshilin work? No? How does Erev Tavshilin work? After all, if it's really Nisa Daraisa, if Hachana Daraba, Sarah Tashin can't be Matan Nisa Daraisa, what was Tosus' answer? Ho'il. What does Ho'il mean? Ho'il means that we'll view it as though it was done on Yantif for Yantif. So what does that mean? When you're dealing with Malacha, I understand, right? You're cooking on Yantif for Shabbos, no, you're cooking on Yantif for Yantif. Good? Here, Tosus is addressing the issue of Ho'il, of Hachana. What's the answer of Ho'il? No. You're not being Mechan on Yantif for Shabbos, you're being Mechan on Yantif for Yantif. Are you allowed to do Hachana on Yantif for Yantif? Well, according to Tosus, yes. There's nothing wrong. Yantif is Mechan Atzma, Shabbos is Mechan Atzma. That's what she does say. According to Rashi, that you require a Hachana, Mibod Yom, you cannot apply the principle of Ho'il to Hachana. If you're dealing with a Malacha issue, isn't that clear? I'm not doing Malacha on Yantif for Shabbos, I'm doing Malacha on Yantif for Yantif, and Malacha is Mutter on Yantif for Yantif. You're allowed to cook on Yantif for Tzorach HaKadosh. But if the issue is Hachana, so what's Tosus' Teretz? Ho'il. What does Ho'il mean? You're not doing Hachana from Yantif to Shabbos, you're doing Hachana from Yantif to Yantif. You know what, according to Rashi, that's not going to help you. You cannot do Hachana from Yantif to Yantif. Everything has to be Mukhan. Nibod Yom. Rashi would have to argue like the second Teretz of Tosus that a tikkun ktsas, such as cooking, is only nisra malach, and there you can apply ho'il, but it's not called nisra hakana. No? That's also what Shita's saying. How do you even understand what Tosus says? We dealt with that a little bit, no? That is Tosus really just restating the kasha of the Gemara Mesachim? No, the kasha Mesachim was regarding malacha. The Kiddush of our Tosus is regarding Hachana. No, but it's a great chiddush to apply the principle of Hoil to Hachana. That's exactly Tosfos L'shitas. I know that one has a right to go ahead and to do so. Now, Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is Hachana and Muktzah are identical. And Hachana Darava simply means that Muktzah is considered to be a din Daraisa. And therefore, Hachana Darava is a problem because you require that the Hachana must be Mibod Yom. Mibod Yom. Yom Chol. And therefore, obviously, according to Rashi, Ein Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. Not only Ein Shabbos Mechina Yantif. Shabbos can't even be Mechina La'atzma. If any element of Hachana was done on Shabbos, of course that's no good. You require a Hachana Mibod Yom. Against Tosfos Hashita. According to Rashi, you could not argue Hoil? What does Hoil mean? The Hachana was on Yantif for Yantif. That's not good enough. The Hachana has to be that which is Mibod Yom. And therefore, Rashi would argue that you cannot assume the leiva is considered to be an act of the Hachana, because the leiva is occurring on Yantif. And the Gemara says, Yantif Amatishtari. If leiva is considered to be Hachana, the Gemara would never say that this is considered to be legitimate. Good. And therefore, in that case, Shabbos Bam would, in fact, be Aser. That's clear. The Chiddush of Rashi Shita is that Hachana the Rabba requires that it be Muchan Mibod Yom. Muchan Mibod Yom. So we're almost there. Now, according to Rashi, if the Hachana must be Mibod Yom, if something is Muktzah on day one, and it's Asura on day one, well then obviously, Amigdus Katsoy, it's going to be Asur on day two. Forget about your Manoshach. Of course it's going to be Asur on day two. Because according to Rashi, it's not enough that it's Mutter on Shabbos. According to Rashi, you have to have a Hachana Mibod Yom. If something is Muktzah on day one, of course it's going to be Asur on day two. Why? Because in order to utilize something on day two, it must be Muchan Mibod Yom. That's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. That's the Nigud Yiskatzai. Nigud Yiskatzai, you don't have to come out to the fancy Chiddush that Ben Hashmasha serves as a bridge, and since it's the Sof Hayom, it's also the Tchilas Hayom, and the difficulty can the same time entity be called Sof Hayom and Tchilas Hayom. It's not a Manashach. But it's either one or other, but it's not both. Maybe one possibility is both. But without this, you don't have to come out to that Chiddush at all. See, according to Rashi, it's not that the problem is one, as Tosfos described. According to Rashi, Hachana is needed. Hachana must mean that the Chetze is already Rayo Mibod Yom. So therefore, of course, Rashi would assume that if something is Asur on day one, it must be Asur on day two. Because if it's Asur on day one, that means that it was not subject to Hachana. The most you could argue is that the moment that day one ends, and the moment that day two begins, now it is no longer Muktzah. Now it's already Muchan. That's too late. That's too late, according to Rashi. Hachana requires, you have to have Hachana, which is Mibod Yom. That's Rashi Shita. That's the Chiddush, according to Rashi's view. So Migdash Katsoi simply means, according to Rashi, that Hachana must be Mibod Yom, Biyom Chol. That's it. Migdash Katsoi. So if that's the case, that's just the following. If you agree to this application of Migdash Katsoi, Migdash Katsoi just simply means the Hachana must be Mibod Yom. Mibod Yom. That would only be true if you hold of Hachana Darabah. If you hold of Hachana Darabah, which according to Rashi means Muktzah, Muktzah. So therefore you require Hachana which is Mibod Yom. In such a case, if something is Asur on day one, you don't have it on day two. If you were to deny Hachana Darabah, that means that you don't require a Hachana Mibod Yom, then you would not assume Migdash Katsoi in such a case. Now, that Bosh Hapshad is the Ritva. No? The Ritva writes, of course you say Migdash Katsoi, Mahfas Yom Shavar. That's our Gemara. No, it's our Kasha. That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says Hachana Darabah. The answer is yes, without Rav agreeing to Rabba Shita, without Rav agreeing to Hachana Darabah, you could never suggest such a thing. Hachana Darabah presumes that you need Hachana Mibod Yom, and whenever you have 2 days that are back-to-back, you do not have Hachana Mibod Yom, unless it's a state of the Yom, but if it's Vadai, you will never have such a case. No? That's what the Ritzvah writes. If you look carefully in the Ritzvah adds the following line, Vahatam, what is the reason? The reason for Migdis Katzai? Shehechol Mechin L'Shabbos Mibod Yom. That's what Ritzvah writes. Vahatam, the reason for Migdis Katzai is Shehechol Mechin L'Shabbos Mibod Yom. Without this, you don't understand what the Ritva is saying. The reason for Migdis Katzai is that you need Hachana Mibod Yom? No, not necessarily. The reason for Migdis Katzai is because that there's a period of an Hashmashos where the Chepetz is Asa, and therefore, right, the Tchilaseyom is Asa. No, you require a Hachana, which is Mibod Yom. That's Migdis Katzai. That is exactly the case of Hachana Darabba. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. Now, that's the link of these sugyas in the Gemara. So Tosus calls this, again, see, this is all a Shita thing. Tosus rejects this possibility of understanding Hachana Darabba. So therefore, Tosus understands that Migdis Katzai is not the same as Hachana Darabba. And therefore, if the Gemara mentions Hachana Darabba and doesn't mention Migdis Katzai, that's the Raya Tosus in Sukkah and Daf Yud, that we don't assume Migdis Katzai. Why not? Because you don't assume Muktamach Masyam Shavar. But according to the Shita of Rashi and the Ritzvah that know, that this is also because of the cases of Muktza, and Muktza demands a Hachana Mibod Yom, so whenever a Chavetz is Asar on day one, so therefore you don't have your Hachana Mibod Yom, and that is the case of a Migdis Katzai, and that will apply even in cases of a Muktza Machmas Yom Shavra, because you don't have Hachana, which is Mibod Yom. How can you argue that? That's because of Hachana Darabba, that's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. Now, this point, that that's how to understand the relationship of Migdis Katzai and Hachana Darabba, this is a chiddush that Rav Schefter has printed in Hadarom, in Nisan, Tavshin Lamedal, in Choveres Lamedet. Right? That's the chiddush of this Ritva. But you look in the Ritva, you go back and you read it, it came out in the Furish in the Ritva. The Ritva writes, our Gemara is also because of Migdis Katzai. Well, the Gemara says Hachana Darabba, the Ritva writes, Vahatam, the reason for Migdis Katzai is because, after all, Shehechol, Mechim Shabbos, Mi Ba'od Yom. Mi Ba'od Yom means exactly that point. According to Tosus, that's not true. You don't require Hachana Mi Ba'od Yom. Tosus says, you can't have Shabbos serve as Hachana for Yom. If you can't have Yom to serve as a... Oh, but there's no need for Hachana Mi Ba'od Yom. Baharaya, when the head lays an egg, that also is considered to be part of the Hachana. And that's fine. That's no problem. It doesn't bother us at all. Yom Tov Damat Yishkari. Tosus says you can apply whole to Hachana Darabba. What does that mean? That the Hachana is on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. That's no problem. To use it for tomorrow, that's the problem. That's what Hol does. This is Hachana today, for today, and that is considered to be Mutzah. So you have to go through it. All these sugyas, that's the underlying link of Rashi Shita, of Tosus Shita, right, and these possibilities. An important chiddush lahalacha. Maybe tomorrow we'll just link in one extra area. I was asked to give a chabura on the Eretz Hashim that you're learning in the afternoons. Right, we've been spending a lot of time discussing Rabba and Rav Chisda, right? What is somewhat unclear is how does that relate to the sugya of Eretz Hashim in itself, or is there a relationship between the two? The Gram Sachin discusses why midarais you don't need an Eretz Hashim. Good. And the Gram Beitza discusses why midarabanan you do need an Eretz Hashim. Is there any link between these two sugyas? Are they related? They're completely independent. Whatever you hold midarais, you could hold all the options of the Rabbanan, or maybe not. You know, we often learn sometimes the Gemara says Rava, and you see on the side it says say Rava, and Rava, and Rava. That's the horror of the Balamor here, but that's critical. The Balamor writes that the Girsa in the second paragraph of Eitz is not Rava, but rather it's Rava, because this is Rava, the Shitase, right, to Hoil, right? That's critical. What is the link of Rava Shita? So take a look. If you can, take a look in the Rush and in the Mordechai, if you haven't seen that yet, the very beginning of the second paragraph of Eitz. Right. Are there any nafkaminas between the couple of reasons that the Gemara gives, Rab and Rav Ashi, as to why you need an Eretz Hashim? Any nafkaminas between the two? We'll see a couple of possibilities, right? And then furthermore, is there any link, right, between the Eretz Hashim and the Rabbanan and the Matir Midaraisa? Is the basis of the Heter, whether it's based on the cases of Rabba or Rav Chisda, the Kedushah, Hashtei Kedushos, and I think with our Sugi as well. Okay, so maybe we'll do that tomorrow. This year, this is it's very important to understand the underpinnings of this machlokes. Yeah.